which is counter to your comment that you think it should move out of committee.
I think the state of California needs to rethink its ethanol policy and help us bring down the cost of feed.
I would agree with you on that.
And we lost a bill in the Assembly, AB 523, by Assemblyman Valadao, who is one of the first dairymen we've had maybe since Joe Gonzalez, although Jim Costa might argue with that. We lost that bill in committee, which kind of shocked us all. We are also fighting in Congress with Senator Feinstein leading the way to try and eliminate the incentives given to oil companies. Triple incentives. Oh, you read the article. Good. If we can get our cost of feed down, it just helps us with the fiscal relationship with those that supply us feed materials.
Yeah, we could replace corn for ethanol with hemp. Fact. It's a fact.
We're back to that, are we?
So maybe we could work together on that.
They'd be happy cows, yeah. Okay.
Any other questions or comments from committee members? I do have dairy farmers in my family. Okay, Senator Harmon, would you like to close?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just ask for your aye vote and represent to you and the committee that both sides in this issue, the dairy owners and the feed suppliers, are in fact talking to each other, working with each other, and I am confident that we can, going forward, come to a solution that will be acceptable to all parties. And I would represent to the committee that if there are major amendments that are taken, that it would be of concern to the committee. I'm more than happy to bring this bill back for further consideration and review. Ask for your aye vote.
Great. Thank you very much. We do have a motion. We'll call the roll.
The motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno? Leno, aye.
That bill is out. You have five aye votes. All right. We will call item number 3, SB 150. I understand Senator Correa's staff is here to present. Go right ahead.
Okay. Stephanie Reed, Senator Lou Correa's office. Chair and members, on behalf of Senator Correa, I respectfully present SB 150, sponsored by the California Association of Realtors. This is a measure that committee members are familiar with and previously voted for in committee or on the floor. In 2008, it was in the form of AB 2259, authored by Assemblymember Mullen, and passed that House with only one no vote on the floor. And then in 2010, known as AB 1927, authored by Assemblymember Knight, it passed that House unanimously. This bill is intended to protect the right of common interest development unit owners to rent their unit if such a right existed at the time they purchased it. In periods of extreme difficulty regarding the sale and purchase of homes around the state, such as we are currently experiencing, we must do everything we can to help homeowners retain ownership of their homes. Renting the home may be the only alternative they have to avoiding foreclosure if they are experiencing financial hardships. Senator Correa would like to accept, as author's amendments, the amendment recommended in your analysis regarding prospective application of the provisions of SB 150. Senator Correa would also like to add Assemblymember Knight as a co-author. On behalf of Senator Correa, I respectfully request your support of SB 150. Mr. Dave Milton of the Realtors is here to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, Dave Milton with the California Association of Realtors, and I will be very, very brief. We very respectfully believe that the third time is the charm, and are hopeful that our new governor will have a much more wise perspective on this legislation than the previous governor, and we respectfully ask your vote.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support of the bill? Witnesses in opposition? The day is long. Brevity is greatly appreciated again. Go ahead.
We'll make it brief, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Ron Kingston representing the Community Associations Institute. Let me take just a brief moment. Renter restrictions and homeowner associations are periodically adopted for a couple reasons. They are adopted, one, because in general terms, there is a mortgage restriction, either by FHA, by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or they are out of necessity for the homeowner association because they, in toto, agree that there should be some type of restriction. And those, every restriction concerning renter restrictions is fully debated, vetted, and ultimately voted by all the homeowners in that association. They are flexible, and when they need to change, they can sit down, debate it in a fully democratic process, far more democratic than even the hearing today, if that's imaginable. So here is the vexing problem with this bill. And this is the reason why, as the author's staff mentioned, that the reason why last year's bill was just a perfect fit, nobody disagreed with it. It was the perfect fit. It was the right answer. And that bill said that anytime you have a renter restriction, you do one thing. Most importantly, you take it to the members, they vote on it, and it is a deed restriction. This bill is different, however. And this is the reason why we have problems with it. One, this bill, in a sense, puts us in a very troublesome spot for all homeowner associations wanting a renter restriction. If the association has a rent restriction and it's at its cap, you have a homeowner association of 100, you have a 20% renter restriction, and all 20 units are being rented out, that if one of those homeowners are deployed to Afghanistan, or one of those homeowners then who's sitting in place in the homeowner association then needs to be hospitalized for an indefinite period, they have to rent that unit. And under this bill, it doesn't allow us that flexibility to make those adjustments. And we think that the bill should make those, allow the homeowner association to make those adjustments so you don't force a sale of the home. We think that's not a wise public policy. The second reason, in the event that there is a change in a underwriting guideline by FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the associations that have renter restrictions make modifications. They do those changes in a very nice, uniform, and informed way for all the homeowner associations. FHA today has a renter restriction of 50%. It wasn't too long ago that Freddie Mac had a restriction that was lower than higher. FHA today has changed its renter restrictions no less than 5 times in the course of 18 months. So we suggest that in that situation, the homeowner association once again be given the flexibility to make those modifications. And as a consequence, we would suggest ultimately that this bill allow for modifications to allow so that the homeowner that is facing a hardship, they are going to Afghanistan, they are unfortunately hospitalized for an indefinite period, they be allowed to rent their unit. Yet on the flip side, if the association has that renter restriction and the and FHA changes it for the worse, that the association can lower that renter restriction. So we ask for uniformity and ultimately allow the homeowners to make that decision what's in the best interest of them. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, brevity, please.
Jennifer Wada on behalf of the California Association of Community Managers. For the reasons already stated, we oppose.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any other witnesses in opposition? All right. Would you like to close?
Senator Correa, request your aye vote.
Okay. We have a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved. Oh, Senator Leno.
Just wanted to hear from the realtors if you believe, as was stated by the opposition, that this bill will force the sale of a home.
No, we do not, Senator. And
tell us why.
Basically, all this bill does is say that if at the time that you purchased the home in the condominium, in the CID, you had a right to rent, then as long as you own it, you have that right. And when you sell it, if in the meantime there is a change in the CCNRs or the governing documents that puts in a rental restriction, then that new owner would be subject to those rental restrictions. So we don't see that this would, and you also, we also have in the bill, it specifically says that the homeowner can themselves agree to subject themselves to the rental restrictions if they so desire, simply by indicating to the CID that they live in that they will do so. And if they faced that type of a situation, I am certain that that would give them the freedom to make that decision.
Okay. All right, we have a motion. We'll call the roll.
The motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee? Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
The bill has five ayes and is out.
Thank you.
All right, we will take up our final bill, which is my bill. Item number 4, SB 163. And I will pass the gavel to the Vice Chair.
All right, thank you very much, Madam Chair. This is, as the Chair indicated, file item number 4, SB 163, sometimes referred to as the annual bar bill. Yeah.
Annual bar bill.
Bar bill.
Not the bar tab, the bar bill.
Please go ahead, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. On behalf of the State Bar of California, I'm pleased to present the annual dues bill. It would allow the State Bar to charge membership dues for up to $410 for active members. It continues the provisions of existing law, whereby members can deduct $5 if they don't wish to support the bar's lobbying activities, and another $5 if they don't wish to fund access and elimination of bias programs. The analysis mentions the bar's governance in the Public Interest Task Force will soon be delivering its report outlining recommendations to enhance public protection, and we will be looking at that report and possibly amending the bill later on to take some of its recommendations. I have former Senator Joe Dunn, who is now the Executive Director of the State Bar, here to testify in support. I would ask for an aye vote.
You also left out that Senator Dunn is a former chairman of this committee, if
correct.
I recall.
Right.
So, Senator Dunn, it's nice to see you back, and please go ahead and give us your testimony.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon or early evening to the senators. And, Mr. Chair, hopefully it's not inappropriate now to make the objective comment that this committee has the best staff in the entire legislature.
It's always appropriate.
Oh, good. And one lesson I know I did learn from my years here at this late hour, I'm here to answer any questions that committee members and staff may have. And with that, I will reserve any further comments.
All right. Are there any other witnesses in support of the bill? Are there any witnesses in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, are there any questions or comments from committee members? Seeing none,
as
there's a motion by Senator Corbett. You may close, please, Senator.
I thank Mr. Dunn for his patience waiting through this entire hearing, and respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Secretary
he
called.
Used to be a chair, so he used to have long
yes, I know.
Too.
I know it well, Senator.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
He has double patience.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
The bill is out with five ayes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we have completed presentation on all the bills, so we will go back and call the bills that are remaining on call. Let's start with item number 15. We took up that bill prior to the time the committee had a quorum, so it needs a motion. That's SB 857, authored by Senator Liu. We need a motion. It's been moved by Senator Leno. Please call the roll.
The motion is due pass the Senate floor. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Blakeslee?
Yeah.
Blakeslee, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye.
The vote is 3-2 on that bill, so SB 857 is out. All right, we'll go back to item number one, SB number 63. Call the absent members, please.
Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye.
That bill is out with 5-aye votes. Item number two, SB 110.
Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye.
That bill has 5 votes. The bill is out. Item number five, SB 217.
Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye.
That bill has 5 aye votes and is out. Item number six, SB 221.
Evans.
Aye.
Evans, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye.
That bill has 5 votes and the bill is out. Item number 12, SB 603.
Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye.
That bill fails 2-3, and Senator Berryhill has asked for reconsideration, which will be granted. Item number 13, SB 713.
Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye.
That bill has 5 aye votes and is out. Item number 14, SB 850.
Harmon.
No.
Harmon, no. Blakeslee.
No.
Blakeslee, no.
The vote is 3-2. That bill is out. Item number 16, SB 890.
Evans.
Aye.
Evans, aye.
The bill has 3 aye votes, 2 no votes. The bill is out. All right. Thank you very much to everybody. Excellent meeting, and we are adjourned.